At 6:06, it is fair, 63 degrees in Tulsa, windy today. We should have a high this afternoon of 85. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame is up to date on its utility bills and other fees it owes the county. That according to Tulsa County Industrial Authority Chairman John Smoligo.
As far as the public, the citizens of Tulsa County are concerned, the Jazz Hall of Fame has paid all of the bills that that concern the taxpayers directly.
The authority notified the Jazz Hall yesterday that it's also responsible for several thousand dollars in legal fees incurred by the authority as it dealt with the Jazz Hall's debts. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has presented the first homeowner check in connection with the state's $18.6 million settlement with the nation's largest lenders. Pruitt presented a $20,000 check yesterday to a Tulsa couple who lost their home after they tried to participate in a mortgage modification program. Pruitt says more than 700 Oklahomans have applied for relief from the Oklahoma Mortgage Settlement Fund. Well, on State Capitol Watch this morning, state lawmakers are still looking for ways to help charter schools improve facilities. State Representative Lee Denny says schools often lack media centers and cafeterias.
We were looking at the lack of charter schools in their ability to address their facilities needs. Most of our charter schools are in old abandoned schools that have been closed down by school districts and aren't up to adequate standards of what we would like today.
A joint House Interim and Senate Committee is studying the issue and will make recommendations to the state legislature. The new legislative session begins in February. He will do it. Former Tennessee official Ed Lake has accepted the job as the executive director of the embattled Department of Human Services in Oklahoma. The DHS board offered the position last week. Well, here's a story we don't usually do. Gasoline prices in Tulsa are tumbling. The price of regular unleaded has dropped about 20 cents in the last week. The AAA Auto Club's Chuck May says there are several reasons as to why.
The drop in price really is due to the fact that there's nothing out there on the horizon that's making prices rise. As recently as the 21st of September, it was $3.69, almost $3.70. So this has been a rather dramatic decrease in price.
He says October is typically a low demand month, plus refineries stop producing the more expensive summer blended fuels. Well, expect big problems on I-244 eastbound at the southwest corner of the IDL this morning. A truck hit the bridge yesterday, causing damage to the bridge supports. Now, eastbound I-244 is closed at the site. They do have detours in place, and ODOT today will continue to assess the damage. There are new charges filed against former Skytook School Superintendent Gary Johnson and supplier Rick Enos. They're accused of bilking the Skytook schools out of thousands of dollars in a kickback scheme. The latest charges were filed yesterday in federal court. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm today. A high of 85. Tonight, it will be clear. It'll be cool. We'll be down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some rain, but otherwise a fairly decent day. A high of 73. Thursday and Friday, sunshine, but cooler. Highs both days right about 71. And then on Saturday, bright sunshine and nice with a high of 78. Well, National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It shows us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is fair and 63 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.